there. Welcome to this ISIS Chemical News Central podcast brought to you on the 30th of November 2010. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nigel Davis. We're bringing you a selection of the news published across the ISIS group over the past week. And you can find us in all the usual places at www.isis.com, on Podomatic and on iTunes. This podcast is being recorded on the 30th of November, which is a little later than normal. But we're focusing today on the REACH regulation, which hits a major milestone, and also some breaking news.
That's right. This morning, there was an announcement, which we'll talk about a little later on. It's a momentous day in other ways. Not only is it St. Andrew's Day, but it's the day that REACH comes into force for all products sold at over a 1,000-ton lot in Europe, I think.
Well, it's not so much that it comes into force, Simon. It's the registration deadline for any substance which is marketed or produced in Europe. Mm-hmm. Or in the EU, rather, over 1,000 tonnes a year, and also for substances of very high concern, and that really means, you know, highly carcinogenic, mutagenic, or persistent bioaccumulative substances. I think there are something like 22,000 registrations in the system as we speak, and I looked on the website, the European Chemicals Agency website, just a few minutes ago, and there are just over 16,000 registrations have actually gone through. And these are quite lengthy dossiers. I mean, Bayer was talking yesterday that some of the dossiers on its products, I think they had something over 150, or it may have been around 150, excuse me if I haven't got the number exactly right, substances which are over 1,000 tonnes a year, which they registered. They've already done so. Some of those registration dossiers were over 100 pages long.
That's a significant piece of work.
So it's a significant piece of work.
3,000 items, 3,000 products will be affected by this directly?
We expect 3,000 products to be registered. And as I said, I mean, to put it into perspective, BASF is registering 600 chemicals in this first phase, REACH registration. And it expects to register close to 4,000. And that's by 2018. So we've got another deadline in 2013, middle of the year, which is for 100 tonnes a year plus. We've got another deadline in 2013 for lower tonnage volumes. And then the last tonnage volumes, the low tonnage volumes, chemicals have to be registered before 2018. So as I said, BASF expecting to register 4,000 substances there. And they believe that REACH compliance, including data processing fees and experimental work, will cost between 500 and 550 million euros in total. Of course, that's spread out over 10 years.
Of course, but it still has to be paid for.
But it still has to be paid for. And of course, you need to have a lot of people working on it.
Now, things are happening in Qatar, aren't they? Total Qatar are doing something, is that right? Or is it Exxon Mobil Qatar doing something? Or is it Shell? Or is it Honan? Or is it just about feedstock allocations, Nigel? Just help me out.
It's all to do with feedstock, clearly. I'm looking at these a cracker project in Qatar. Mm-hmm. And currently, ExxonMobil was saying that they don't comment on speculation. They decided that they would go ahead with a cracker project in Qatar some time ago. There were suggestions that they may be pulling out. But of course, as I just said, you know, that's not being confirmed by the company. We heard last week that Total wants to push ahead with its project in Qatar, talking to Qatar Petroleum. And in a very early stage, they're hoping for some clarification of the size of the project next year. It would be a mixed feed cracker located in the north of Qatar, Total Petrochemical said in Ras Laffan. And again, as I said, it's perhaps a bit too early to say how big that project might be. There we go.
Something that has been up in the air for a while, but is now firmly down on the ground, is the BASF plans for its Styrenyx business.
A few weeks ago at EPCA, we broke the news that BASF would spin off its, or wanted to spin off its Styrenyx businesses as Styrolution.
Yep.
And that's basically a sort of $3 billion sales operation. And not expandable polystyrene.
Just the base polymer itself. But
the base polymer, ABS, polystyrene, SBR block copolymers, sorry, SBC block copolymers, and other styrene-based copolymers such as SAN. And
so who's got into bed with them?
Well, they've signed a letter of intent now with INEOS to merge their two Styrenyx businesses under the name Styrolution. The businesses that INEOS are putting into the venture worth about sales of about $2 billion. So we're talking about a pretty large player here with $5 billion in sales. And clearly, the two players believe, because this has been a hugely difficult market for a long time.
Absolutely, very hard.
You know, believe that by putting the two sets of assets together, you know, they'll have a much more sustainable and competitive business.